This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. Stacey Morse joins the show. She is a Missouri author of a new children's book out. It's called Roscoe to the Rescue. Stacey, thanks for joining us today. I'm curious what inspired you to write this book.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me on today. This book, Roscoe to the Rescue, has been a 10-year process. So it was really exciting to finally hold it in my hands just within the last few months. What inspired me to write this book is, just like so many other people, when I come home to my dogs, that's the best part of my day. And I feel that this book reflects how much I love dogs and, you know, how my dogs rescue me and how we can rescue each other. So I really hope that people will enjoy that part of the story.
Aw, that's so sweet. Yes, dogs are very special, and they do put us in great moods, I think. They put me in a great mood. I know that much. So is your dog's name Roscoe?
This was my brother's dog, and yes, his name was Roscoe, after Roscoe P. Coltrane on Dukes of Hazzard. He's a little black lab mutt that was found on the side of the road and brought into his work. And I think his name was Take Me Home. And my brother took him home, and then I ended up having a really bad day. And I went to my brother's house, and I said, I'm taking Roscoe. And he said, okay. And so I dog-napped Roscoe for about a year, and that was, you know, where the book was born.
Did he end up having another dog named Flash from Dukes of Hazzard as well?
No, only Roscoe.
Oh, the Basset is so cute. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, you know, maybe in the future he can get that Flash dog. You have hounds, right? You have two hounds.
I do, and you can see my hounds, my beagle puppies, on the back of the book. I rescued them, and they rescue me every day. I was told that these two little beagle puppies would be put to sleep that weekend if no one, quote-unquote, fostered them. So I've been fostering them for about 7 years.
Right. Yeah, right. It sounds like you're really going to give them back.
Not possible.
Well, so this was a labor of love, 10 years in the making. Tell me about the book's message.
Sure. So I'm a former elementary school teacher, and in learning how to review books to be sure they were good enough to read to my students, I, you know, had quite a bit of background on and experience with reading children's books. And the message is how we rescue dogs, how dogs rescue us, and how we can rescue each other.
Okay. And you kind of talked about that in the beginning. So my bad.
Okay.
But talk to me about what audience this book is perfect for.
Yes. Yeah, so this book is great for babies, toddlers, elementary school kids, because really you want to start reading to children as soon as you can. If you think about how many words children hear in a home that doesn't have any books around versus a child that is read to, even just for a few minutes every night, that's why children are coming to preschool with such different skill levels. So this is a great book that very young kids can enjoy, as well as all the way through elementary school. It's been great hearing from people who've read the book, and they might have a 7-year-old child who is reading it to the 5-year-old child. One thing that's really special about this book are the beautiful illustrations from my illustrator in Macedonia. And when I was directing her on what I wanted in the illustrations, and even when I was writing the words, it was really important to be sure that every noun, every action was shown in the pictures, because those picture cues help reinforce the reading skills for kids. When they're able to identify in the picture, here's the words that I was just reading.
Stacey Morse joins Show Me Today. She's an author from Missouri, and she has written a children's book called Roscoe to the Rescue. And the book, the illustrations of the book, You're absolutely right. I mean, oh my gosh, they pop. I mean, the colors are beautiful. Can people look at a copy of the book, see the cover of the book online?
Yes, they can go to my website, roscoetotherescue.com. You can watch a video that shows one of the illustrations being made and see a few of the excerpts from the book. I think that as soon as people see the front cover, they immediately fall in love with it. One thing that was really special, my illustrator from Skopje, North Macedonia, I wanted her to have buy-in in the project. And I said, I want to see your pets in here too. So it's fun. As you go through the book, you can see her dog and cat as well. I had sent pictures of Roscoe, my brother's dog that the story is based on, and he looks exactly like he did in real life in her illustrations. Another important thing or neat thing that the illustrator had was I had asked for there to be some monument or something to show Macedonia. And in the 60s, there was a massive earthquake in Skopje that destroyed 80% of this town. Back then it was Yugoslavia. And they had this international competition to rebuild the town. And in one of the illustrations, Alexandra included the new post office that was built. It is a really modern design, and you know, part of the enrichment guide that goes along with this book has students or children do some research on that earthquake and the significance of that in the book.
Oh, that's fascinating. Okay. You were talking a little bit about people who have already snatched up your book. How many books have you sold so far?
I am between selling books and then I can't help myself when I see kids. I'm like, oh, do you like to read? Do you like dogs? And if they say yes to both of those, I give them a book. So I really have to stop doing that. That's not helping my sales, but I can't help it. And kids just love the book. I have about 200 books that have been sold or gifted.
Okay, awesome. You talked about roscoetotherescue.com. People can grab your book. Are there any other bookstores or anything like that where they can get the books?
Yes, my book is written, published, and printed in Missouri. Mizzou Publishing is who printed the book. They carry a copy of that, so Mizzou students can pick up a copy there. In Jefferson City, Downtown Book and Toy is carrying my book, and you can also get it from my website, roscoetotherescue.com. And there's an audio version, a paperback, an ebook version. We're working on the Macedonian version as well as the enrichment guide.
Okay. So there are a lot of different children's books out there. And yours is Missouri Born. I'm just curious, why should people read your book versus another children's book out there?
I think people will really enjoy the book Roscoe to the Rescue, and families will enjoy it and want to read it over and over again. What's really neat is we wanted to be sure that the book represented everyone, so it's multicultural. That was really important that the characters didn't look the same throughout the book. Also, having the audio version means that a parent can buy the ebook or the paperback and then have the audio version that is reading the story to the children, so that's reinforcing the words. And the enrichment guide, it has coloring pages, it has a word search, parts of speech exercise, as well as discussion questions and activities that go along with a book. So you're not just getting a book about dogs, you're getting a beautifully illustrated story about how we can rescue each other and how dogs can rescue us. And it's teaching children how to be a good citizen. So I think that there are a lot of great books out there, but this book is one that kids are going to want to read over and over again and hopefully continue the lessons that they learn in the book in real life.
Yeah, it seems like it has real purpose in the book. I have read it a couple of times, and it's very cute, very well done. Stacy, any final thoughts? Anything I missed that we need to tell our audience about?
No, I really appreciate your time today, and I hope that everyone will love RoscoeToTheRescue.com. So far, all those who have purchased it, many are coming back and buying additional copies. I'm happy to dedicate them as well. So I hope that everyone will enjoy the book and take the lessons learned in Roscoe to the Rescue and all become better citizens and rescue each other.
So is this your first book, by the way, that you have written?
This is the first book that I have published, correct. I have a couple other books that are in the works. It's my rescue dog series, Grace the Escape and Scared Sammy, based on my little beagle hounds.
Oh, Gracie and Sammy. I have a feeling if they are beagles, they can be a naughty pair.
Yes, very mischievous.
All right. Stacy Morse, Missouri author of a children's book called Roscoe to the Rescue. We will be back with more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.